the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
36-year-old Aussie-American Tara Foster is setting out on a journey that few people have done. She's attempting to go around Ireland on a pushy. To explain what a pushy is and more, I have her on the phone right now. Hello, Tara.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, good. Where are you right now as we speak?
I've just literally arrived at a youth hostel about 30k outside of Dublin called the Knockaree YHA.
Okay. And to our listeners, just explain, what exactly is a pushy?
A pushy is just Aussie slang for a push bike. Kind of wanted to keep the Aussie side of it with this. That's why I called it Around Ireland with a Pushy.
Yeah, I suppose it's less characters and a hashtag as well on Twitter, isn't it? So you can fit more into your tweets.
Yeah, that's true. I have been copying it a bit online because I've got such a long hashtag, but it seems to be working for me.
Yeah, it does. And you're getting a lot of attention already from Ireland, for people in Ireland. I think The Independent have covered you as well, your story.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. They were kind of following me online and... basically, I was asking to do these challenges, and one thing led to another, and they gave me a call, and they were asking me, you know, what kind of challenges I was doing. Like, one challenge is I'm doing stand-up space comedy down at Cork at a space conference. Another one is I'm going to be a medieval knight in Galway. So I'm going to be fighting with medieval armored combat Ireland for a day and try to become a knight. And then I also said just on the fly, you know, and I make a great plus one at a wedding, so if anyone needs one, you know, I'm great with parents. And then that's when it kind of took off, and the whole internet ran with it, and apparently it was trending for 2 days straight as the number one shared and read article in Ireland.
Wow. So let's just kind of go behind the hashtag. You're actually in Ireland at the minute, and you're attempting to cycle all the way around Ireland, is that right?
Yeah, I'm just seeing where I go. I'm basically, it's kind of like a choose your own adventure, but I'm letting Twitter kind of choose my own adventure, if that makes any sense. I'm just kind of seeing where I end up, you know. I am heading south. I only planned for the first 2 weeks just to be safe, because I am a female traveling solo, and I think we kind of have to be a little bit more careful than guys.
Yeah.
And basically after that, Ireland is my oyster, and I'm just going to kind of wing it and see where I get to go.
Cool. So what gave you the idea for the trip then? How did you come up with it?
Well, there's two parts to this, really. Basically, I read the book about 15 years ago, Around Ireland with a Fridge by Tony Hawks, and it's always kind of sat with me and resonated with me, and I've always really liked it and always, you know, referred to it in my life.
Hmm.
And the other part was I met a person who cycled from Sydney to Melbourne, and that's about 1,000K for a wedding. And I was just kind of thinking about that, like, wow, that is such a cool thing to do. And basically at that point in my life, I really just needed an adventure. And lo and behold, I just thought, why not I go around Ireland on a bicycle, you know? So that's how Around Ireland on a Pushy was born.
Cool. And were you like a cyclist before that, or is this something you had to, did you have to kind of get in training for this journey?
Yeah, I didn't own a bike. I hadn't owned a bike. Like, look, when I grew up as a kid, I only had rims. I didn't even know what a tire was. So I went out and I bought a bicycle about 6 months ago, and I started playing with it and learning it. And I was actually really scared to be on it, to be honest.
Okay.
And then I kind of did like full body training.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really doing cycling training per se, but I was just trying to get my entire body fit, because like I kind of wasn't fit at the time.
Hmm.
And then one thing led to another, and I kind of got really fit, and I kind of got really comfortable on the bicycle. And then the next thing you know, the bicycle's in the box, and I'm flying to Ireland.
time does fly by. You kind of, these things gonna catch up with you very quickly.
Yeah, and now I'm here.
So when did you first come up with the idea? It was 6 months ago or before that?
It was about 6 months ago. It was just kind of like this thing that just evolved, and it just kind of kept going. And then, you know, there's that moment when you know you're committed and you're like, oh my God, I'm really doing this now, you know. And I had that feeling probably about 6 months ago when I knew I was committed to this. I didn't buy my ticket yet, but I just knew mentally I was going to do it. And there was no backing out.
Well, you bought the bike, you know, you're in at that stage.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you said you picked Ireland because of that book. It's quite a famous book, actually, the Tony Hawk's book. Have you any kind of Irish connection yourself? Because with a name like Tara, there must be something there.
Yeah, apparently there's the Irish heritage in my family, but I was actually born in the U.S., so I'm not exactly sure how far back it goes. Yeah, I was born in the U.S., but I live in Australia.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure about that, but it's a very less sexy story is my mother really liked Gone with the Wind, and I was kind of named after the plantation Tara.
Okay, right. Okay, so yeah, so less so kind of a nod to your heritage, but more your mom was a movie buff.
Yeah, she was. And then hence the reason I got named Tara. But I mean, you know, I wish it was a better story than that, because then it would have been amazing.
Well, the thing is, now that you're in Ireland, you can make up whatever story you want and people will buy it. They will believe it. And you can certainly get some mileage out of that.
Yeah, maybe I should just like not cycle at all and just, you know, hitchhike the rest of the way and just tell people I cycled.
Yeah.
But in true Tara spirit, I am one to take on challenges. So I will definitely be cycling around Ireland. I will just have very big eyes when I look at the big hills.
Yes, you put a picture up today of your first mountain that you encountered, because you've actually started in Dublin. You've set out from Dublin. How are you feeling about kind of tackling those mountains?
I think it's hilarious, to be honest. I'm just going around going, oh my God. And like, look, I'm not ashamed to say I have pushed the bike up two hills.
That's okay.
Absolutely no shame whatsoever. it's just something that has to be done. And I just think it's the funny thing. Like, I'm just laughing about it because like, here I am and I'm like, hey, let's just go around Ireland on a bike, not thinking anything of it. And now I'm pushing the bike up the hill, laughing hysterically because I knew this was going to happen.
Well, it's a good start. Now, you mentioned about kind of Twitter setting your challenges. What has been the strangest one, apart from the night fighting? What other kind of challenges have you had?
I have been asked. I have been invited to a nude beach. However, okay. I don't think I should be participating in that, because since I live in Australia and it's quite a, you know, a warm environment, I'm just not suited for the Irish weather just yet. So, or the water. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give that challenge a miss.
Yeah, see, it could take you the full 3 months to acclimatize, I think, to Irish weather.
How
you found it so far?
Oh, it's quite funny. I've been meeting up with some Irish people and they're thinking it's like a heat wave around here, and I'm actually all rugged up, like wearing woolen. So it might be a bit of a learning curve for my body.
Yeah. Now you were in Dublin this weekend, as we said, and you got to witness your first All-Ireland final day in Dublin. How was that experience for you?
Wow. It was absolutely amazing. There was a guy behind me just yelling, "Come on, Dublin." And I just kind of started live tweeting what he was saying and what he was doing, because I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. So the poor "Come on, Dublin" guy, he lost €1,000 because it was a draw. but he took it really well. So, it was just a really good experience to witness, you know, that, and to have fun just hanging out at the pub.
How have you found that? Because again, I suppose is this your first time in Ireland? It is.
I was actually here about 15 years ago, but only for less than 2 weeks, and it was before iPhone, so you can't, it doesn't really count, because if there's no photos, it doesn't count.
Right. And how have you been finding kind of Irish people in the last 2 days? How have you found a difference between them and Australian men?
Yeah, I actually like the Irish men a lot more.
Right, okay.
They're really friendly. Everyone's, you know, really nice. I felt really welcome going to the pubs. Yeah, it's quite different than being in Australia. And I've noticed Irish men dress a lot better, because in Australia, they're only wearing like sandals and like tank tops, and they don't comb their hair for about a month because they're always surfing. So it's a really nice experience to be here for me.
I think you're probably the first ever person to say that Irish men dress well or better than other nationalities. We'll take it. Did you do much research kind of in the build up to coming over? Have you kind of binged on Father Ted or anything like that?
Yeah, I have done a bit of research. I watched a lot of Moonboy. I have binge watched Black Books.
Okay.
So I try to get up on all the, you know, all the Irish humor a bit. And then, you know, just whatever you can really find on the internet. I was working full time at work, so it was a bit hard to to do a lot of research because I was planning this trip and working full time, and like kind of on the lunch break, I just do a sneaky look to see different things. But there was no mention of mountains.
Okay. Now, I suppose we don't really want to bring it down on it, but you're tiny. I wouldn't say a tiny bit behind in your trip, but your trip started a bit later today than you were hoping to due to an incident. Tell us what happened.
I had my laptop taken. It's my own fault. I left it out. I went somewhere for 10 minutes and I came back and it was gone. So that makes life a little bit harder when you're kind of travel blocking your adventure. Mm. So the laptop's gone, but I've been to the police and Twitter has taken over, and they're trying to find this missing laptop. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I kind of, let's put it out there on the radio as well. If people want to go to our Twitter feed, they can kind of retweet that. We've had a few people kind of retweet from Ireland the tweet we sent out this morning. So hopefully something will come of it.
Yeah, it would really help out because I've kind of been writing everything like every day. And I don't know, I just see it as just really important just to kind of keep up with it. So hopefully it does turn up. Worst case scenario, I'm just going to go out and just get a new one because I can't be without it.
Okay, so the plan is to kind of blog and track the rest of the journey then on social media?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to be blogging the entire way and live tweeting essentially. And yeah, I'm just all over the internet.
So where can people find you online if they want to keep up with your journey?
Yeah, sure. There's two ways. One way is to use my handle, and that's also the name of the blog as well. And that's Tara Astralis. And let me just spell it because it is a bit of a weird one. It's TaraUstralis. And that's basically across every single form of social media. Or if you add a .com, you can find the website there. And then also you can use the hashtag. So the hashtag is Around Ireland on a Pushy. And if you do a search for that, you'll probably find something somewhere. And they're pretty much the easiest ways to get a hold of me.
Perfect. Cool. And so where are you off to the rest of this week then? Where are you heading? You're going to Wexford first, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm actually heading to Glendalough because I'm basically taking my time. I don't see as there being any real rush to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Plus, it gives me more opportunity to kind of meet people and see things and just, have a bit of a laugh. But I am going to make a major stop in Wexford just to kind of get the legs back to normal because my calves kind of really hurt from going up the hill today.
Okay.
And just kind of, get the brains back together, have a few pints, have a laugh, and then continue on from there. Yeah.
Wow, cool. Excellent. Well, look, the best of luck with the rest of your trip. You've only got 2 months and 29 days to go.
Yeah, something like that.
It'll fly by. It'll fly by. Listen, Tara, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
Would you like to go to Ireland?
Not really.
Why not?
Well, there's not really much there. Compared to, you go to London, that's basically half of Ireland.
What do you know about Ireland?
Very little. And I intend to keep it that way.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.